We've got the X Factor! This is St Andrew's Radio.
On the 31st of March, I travelled to the SECC in Glasgow for the first round of Scottish auditions for the X Factor 2012. I'm Simon Lamb, and I got the chance to speak to Dermot O'Leary, the host of The X Factor, to ask him a couple of questions, starting with this. What brings him back to the programme year after year?
Do you know, I think what brings us back is the fact that, I mean, you look at the crowds. This is my sixth year. It's probably the show's, well, the ninth year for the show. And yet the crowds, you know, people still turn up on audition.
Why do you think that is? Why are we so addicted to auditioning and watching this programme?
I think twofold. I think people like to be on telly. And I also think that people that do have a talent that probably don't have as many outlets as they used to be, whether it's the club scene or the working man's club scene or whatever. I think people see this as a route now. And it's, you know, I hasten to say it's not an easy route, because I don't think the TV show fully reflects how hard it is to win this show, but I think it's a route for people that, you know, wouldn't have that outlet otherwise.
Do you have a favourite X Factor moment?
God, that's me and you can sit down and have a couple of drinks and talk about that. There are several.
How about this, and what's your favourite part of the process?
It's either this part where we meet all and sundry, or when it goes live.
Nothing like that.
There's nothing like live telly. Yeah.
Okay, final question.
Yeah.
If you were auditioning for X Factor, what's your song?
It's a good song. It's a good question, rather, because it's that question that you ask me in 5 minutes' time, and I'll give you a different answer. But for now, let's say Firework by Katy Perry.
Interesting choice. Yeah. Give us a little demo. Go on.
I will not. But you're a lovely man.
We've got the X Factor. That's the St Andrew's Radio.